time have you got?
A minute.
Are you serious? I didn't check out the phone yet. Is it a good time?
Turn it off.
Song that y'all did this morning, Titus. What was it? Thank God I'm free.
No, there's so much to thank him for.
Oh, I've got so much thankful. Y'all have a different version than ours. Did you hear him singing that song?
Yeah, I like that second verse that you guys sent.
Yeah, I want to get that.
A copy of that second verse.
Make sure we get a copy of that.
Yeah.
That was good. It really was.
He's been to the Bible Institute. He knows how to lead music. Don't watch his mouth because he barely moves it.
My mustache covers
it. Yeah. He's had a mustache since he was 12 days old. They said 12. I automatically assumed that was days.
That's what you're going to bring that chocolate milk.
Isn't that right?
I spinach was there in your chest. It just my chest got my lips.
All right, we need revival.
I'm still trying to figure out a song. Oh man, this happened.
Grab it.
I got conversation with somebody. They tied up all my time.
Yeah, I know it. We got 12 minutes of it on YouTube. Life according to Brother James and Brother Danny.
Oh, man. And we probably had a mic on, too.
Oh, yeah. Brother, he'll pick you up. Amen. Brother John Ridings was getting in on it. He was like, oh.
Well, Brother John, we're like that. He got in on it, too? Seriously. He's an old Vietnam veteran. Good evening, everybody. Hope everybody got some rest this afternoon. It's good to be back in the Lord's house again tonight with the Lord's family. Amen. Everybody got their songbooks, the choir? You ready? We need revival. If you don't know it, just try to keep up with it. Here we go. There was a time when the Spirit of God moved in a mighty way. There was a time when the people of God live in a godly way. Something's wrong. It's time to turn around. Something's wrong. It's time to heed the sound. We need revival. All across the land we need revival. It's time to take the stand. We're falling on our knees and pray. Lord, who must make a choice.
also taking, turn to page number 30 in our hymn books.
Amen. Amen.
Nothing but the blood.
Yes.
Get back to the basics. It's all about that blood that was shed on Calvary.
Amen.
Page number 30.
Good to be with you tonight. Appreciate everyone coming back, and do appreciate those on YouTube as well. Brother John Ridings had a little bit this morning or this afternoon as we were coming on, and he had already joined us, and I had asked him how the situation was there for them, and he's hoping that maybe by the end of this month they'll be able to go back, but he said it's still terrible. It's just not letting up, and so do pray for them. Pray, of course, his safety. Pray for the churches both there in El Paso and in Juarez, Texas, and pray for them, and pray for us. Amen. 2-week revival. You know, really want to see God move, really want to see God's desire in our lives, and I hope that I'm speaking for all of us. That should be what we want out of this, is see God move and see God have his way. There's not a single one of us from the pulpit to the pew that couldn't get closer to the Lord. And God wants every year. We've always talked about just taking those small little steps, those tiny steps. I'm thankful. Listen, we have a big God, and he could have just yanked us right over to him. But that's not how he works. He wants us to come to him. wants us to just surrender and just say, Lord, you know, your will be done. And, you know, we were singing that, and I think about that third verse, that something about nothing but the blood. You know, because I watch folks today as they think that they're going to be okay. I just lost a friend of mine, maybe two months ago, that I'd witnessed to for years. He had retired, moved back up to Iowa. And when I would witness to him, he said, well, you know, I've got my good and I've got my bad, and my good outweighs my bad. But what he doesn't realize is that there's nothing that sin can atone. There's nothing, because we're nothing but sinners. I'm thankful it's nothing but the blood. What am I waiting on? Well, it's nothing but the blood. Amen. What am I trusting in? It's nothing but the blood. Amen. Brother Richard had mentioned about getting back to basics. That's really what it's all about. If you don't have the blood as your foundation, you don't have a foundation. Amen. Amen. Brother James, you got a song for us?
Yes, sir, I do. You know, there's no end to what God, how he loves his children. You know, he shows it to us all the time. I'll tell you, he's been so good to us. Anyway, this song is about his boundless love. I'm sorry, 28.
There is not another sister, friend, or brother loves the way that Jesus came. He gave his life for me when he died on Calvary. He gave his life for a fallen man. His love is a
turn to page number 162 in our hymn books. I'll cover it up. Amen. Page number 162 in our hymn books. To God be the glory.
Amen.
And let's stand, please. You don't got to, you get to.
That's right.
Right, Brother Danny?
Amen.
They don't have to, they get to.
That's right.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son. Who yielded his life and atonement.
Cautious, amen. Appreciate you coming in, coming to your assigned seats. I know you say, praise the Lord, we got assigned seats in church. You know, Brother Danny, you were speaking the other day about the little lady that had passed away not long ago, that she had a pew, that was her pew. I've been in some churches, boy, I'm telling you, you sit in their area, they'll run you smack off, amen. And they don't care if it's out the door, to be honest with you. But, you know, we usually don't have that. But I am thankful that you're kind of mindful. I know we've got strings. I've said before, I guess that's the reason Brother Stephen decided to put on a necktie. He said, I don't want the preacher to put that string around my neck. Amen. And I couldn't get Caleb to bring in the leash the other day, but nonetheless, amen. But I'm, as much as I'm making light of it, it is around us. We do know that. Just be wise with it. And remember that what you do affects everyone else sitting around you.
Yes, sir.
It does, you know. And so I don't necessarily do it for me. I do it for you. Amen. And that would be a good way. You know, we live in a selfish society.
Right.
Our society is all about self today. Yeah. And so it'd be all right if you said, well, you know, if I don't do it for me, I'm at least going to do it for you. And I appreciate that. Amen. Do ask you to continue to pray for those. Sister Hope is still in the hospital. Pray for Brother Jackie and them. Haven't heard anything on them this afternoon, but do continue to pray for them that they'd feel better, be able to join us back this week. And Sister Violet as well. She's had a low-grade fever quite often. I don't know really what it is or what all is causing it, but just keep her in prayer. I know her back gives her fits as well. And did get a praise report. And we had been praying for Brother George, Sister Cynthia's granddaughter and her husband. They had contracted COVID, and their granddaughter Angie finally got their second report back that she's negative and able to go back to work once she's strong enough and can breathe good enough. Say, preacher, I mean, obviously she's old and diabetic and has all these issues. No, she's maybe a couple years older than I am, as far as I know, they're both in fine health, unless something's changed in the last few years. And so you don't know. You don't know what takes place, what happens. And I praise the Lord that he's brought them through this. It would do us all some good. Not that I'm wishing COVID on anyone, but it'd do us all some good to come to the place that we have to look up.
Yes.
Amen. And I'd like us, honestly, I'd just rather it be that we don't have to have it and we just go ahead and look up. But, you know, I truly believe that COVID's for the church.
Yes, sir.
It's time that the church wakes up and looks up.
Amen.
Y'all got a song? I'll shut up. You guys sing.
He counts the stars one and all, knows how much sand is on the shore, sees every sparrow that falls.
He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small.
He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name. when I'm overwhelmed by the pain. Can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't know all the answers to the questions of life. But I know in whom I have believed. He knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, he knows my name. When I'm overwhelmed by the pain, can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. Every step that I take,
every move that I make,
every tear that I cry,
he knows my name.
A source of strength when I am weak, that takes me through when life is pressing me. I have a source of power from above. I'm covered over by a shield of love. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious blood stains. I do not know how others make it through, who never go to Calvary as I do. For there's a healing, cleansing stream still flows with peace that only His redeemed can know.
I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain, when I need
Desire to see what he has. I'm afraid we were, Brother Danny was preaching this morning about the last call. You ever, as a child of God, you ever recognize the opportunities that you missed to serve the Lord?
Yeah.
You know, maybe someone that God had placed in front of you and you walk away, or, you know, even the next night or several hours later, you're like, man, I had an opportunity there to witness to them, or maybe it's even an area where God has wanted you to serve and you just didn't. Wouldn't it be awful to think that God is trying to do a wonderful work in your life, this revival? And I bring this up because we're at Sunday night of the second week. You've only got a few more nights. And with that, if you won't, you know, I've heard people say, well, God has to use me. No, hold on a second. God doesn't have to. It's a blessing that we are able to be used. And by the way, if you won't, he'll just set you up there on that shelf, and you'll just wait, and he'll wait, and he'll wait, and he'll wait. And you might not ever hear him ask you to do another thing. It might even be to the place where you say, well, Lord, you know, I'm all right where I am. He's going to say, okay. But boy, what a shame. What a shame to miss out on what God has for you this year. And he wants to start it right now. Right now. Amen, brother. Come on.
Father, I believe I'm right on this. D.L. Moody was witnessed to, when he was lost, he was witnessed to by a shoe salesman. It's to old brother Joe, a shoe salesman. Witnessed to D.L. Moody as a young boy, D.L. Moody, who was just a young boy. You said that twice, I know, because that's all he was just a young boy. He wasn't Dr. Moody. He wasn't a person that would walk down the street and everybody would know him. He became that, but it started with someone, a shoe salesman, witnessing to him. We never know. We never know. We think and we see how God used D.L. Moody. And we say, boy, you know, everybody's a key. Did you know that? We're a key. We're a key. I'm talking about a key. This fits my truck. It'll unlock the doors. It'll lock the doors. It'll start the engine. It will shut the engine off. Right. It's a key. Yeah. And we're the same way. We're a key in God's hands. Yeah. And D.L. Moody became a key for the Lord. Right. And boy, God turned him on. And my goodness, did he impact the world.
That's right. Yeah.
The world. Not just the United States of America, but the world. Yeah. He impacted the world. But you want to know the truth about it? D.L. Moody wasn't really the key that God used. That shoe salesman was.
Yeah, right. Yes. Yeah.
God used him to start D.L. Moody.
Right. Yeah.
See, we may be a nobody, but we'd be somebody.
Sure. Yeah.
Amen. If we just serve the Lord, we never know who it is that we might be the one that God says, insert the key and turn it. In somebody's life tonight, we could be that one. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. I mean, it's one of those whosoever wills.
Right. Yes.
Amen. Open your Bibles tonight to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter number 6. Genesis chapter number 6. We started the message last week, one night last week, and just got to the, really through the introduction of it. And because of your lack of participation, I just got mad and quit. No, that was not true, amen. But we did start the message the other night, and it really just was about to get to the message. We want to talk tonight about being a peculiar person. a peculiar person. Remember we started that the other night? What did I tell you? Did I tell you where to open to? Okay, well, hold that place and open to the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter number 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. I'm sorry, I get to talking, I forget about where I was. Amen? And that's not old age. I've been doing that all my life. So it's not, has nothing to do with that. Amen, Brother James? Yeah. Ms. Edra, just punch him in the ribs and say, tell him to say, oh, amen. Just tell. Amen. Stand with us tonight, if you will. I'm telling you, I enjoy coming to church here. I mean, just sitting over there on the pew, brother, I enjoy coming to church. I have a good time. Yes, amen. 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 Now, my dad died when I was 5 years old, and my mom never remarried. I never had a dad, a stepdad, or anything like that. And I don't know what it's like to go home where my father is like that. Right. But now I do know what it's like to go home where my mom is. Amen. I mean, for years, we lived in Michigan for the first 5 years of our marriage, and we would go to Alabama and visit my mama. And boy, I'm telling you, going home meant something, amen? And we always liked it. We always liked it and couldn't wait to looking forward to the next time we were going to go and be with mama at her house, amen? And I kind of think that's probably the way it is with a dad. You go to the father's house, your father's house, and enjoy it. Amen? Well, I enjoy coming to my father's house.
Right. Right. Amen.
Amen. And amen. Just what we do is, even now with our kids, they come home to mom and dad's place. Right. Amen? And we sit around with them. We laugh and talk. Grandchildren fit right in. They laugh and talk. We fellowship. We have a good time. We don't come together. We don't do that. We come together, we're hugging on. I know we can't do that with the COVID, amen. But we're hugging on each other. We're just laughing and talking and just fellowshipping, amen. That's the way it is in the Father's house. I believe I'd look for me another church if I had to go in and act like somebody was stretched out up there and this was the last viewing. Amen. Well, I wouldn't join that church.
Right. That's right.
Amen. I'd mess it up. Yeah. I mean, if nobody else is going to talk to me, I'd go up there and talk to that one.
That's right.
You say, you can't do that. They may not talk back, but I'd talk to them.
That's right.
Amen. But I wouldn't join up with them.
Yeah.
Amen. I wouldn't join up with First Baptist of the Funeral Home. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean that. I'm serious as I can be, folks. I want to go where I can laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, have a good time. Well, we don't like it. If you just get up there and preach, if y'all just, and cut that foolishness out, that's what we're trying to do is cut the foolishness out.
Right, yeah.
It's foolish to come to the house of God and not enjoy it.
Right,
let's
right.
cut that foolishness out.
Right.
Let's enjoy it. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We ought to be able to. My goodness gracious, when this life is over with, and I'm looking forward to it. Amen. I'm getting more homesick every day I live. I mean that, and see the corruptness upon this earth, my friend, and knowing this, it's not going to get any better down here. Amen. So I'm going to a better place where it's going to get better. Amen. And you better be ready for that better place. Amen. Because we're going whether you like it or not, honey. Amen. Praise the Lord. And thinking about that, we think about this peculiar man, peculiar person. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9, the Bible says, but ye are, now let me remind you, Peter's writing here, it's God's word, he's writing to the churches, and he's writing to us tonight, amen? He says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people. We're a whole lot of stuff we didn't even think about, did we? Think we're nobodies and nothings. Look what all God says we are. Amen? God, we're more important to God than we think we are. Now, don't get the big head and go out of here and start bragging and get that pride junk going. Amen? But God, listen to me. Everything that God says we are right there in that verse, everything is made possible only through Jesus Christ, we'd still be sinners, lost on the road to hell. But we're saved. He says we're all those things and a peculiar people. Notice right in about in the middle of that verse, the way it's lined up in mine, it's in the middle of the verse, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's us.
Yeah.
A peculiar people.
Yes.
Now, if you'll look back over with me, just remain standing. We won't keep you but a couple more hours. In Genesis chapter 6, verse number 5. Genesis chapter 6, verse number 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah, verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Lord God, that I've always looked and found grace in you. And Lord, I know tonight, God, that that grace is surely still here upon this earth, for you still love mankind. And I know that's true, because if it weren't, this world would have already come to the end. But Lord, we thank you. Thank you, God, that we can find that grace tonight. Lord, we can live in that grace tonight. We can be that peculiar person. Noah was definitely that man, a peculiar man. Lord, would you help us tonight, speak to our hearts, challenge us this evening, and Lord, speak to those that might be lost, that they'd be saved before it's eternally too late. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. What it amazes, we forget how bad sin is.
Yes.
I mean, we really do. Yeah. We kind of shrug our shoulders. Sin's not all that bad. And we think because you can have pleasure in sin, because the fun of sin, we think because it's so much fun that, you know, it doesn't mean that much to God. It's not that big a deal with God. Because if it is, why is it so much fun? Well, it's so much fun because the devil makes it that way, because he knows he's got to get his old claws in us.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
And he gives us a good time with that pleasure of sin. But let me remind you, the Bible says that it's only for a season.
Right.
Only for a season.
Yes.
And so, my friend, listen, when I think about that, about the pleasures of sin, I get to reading my Bible, and as I read this, and it begins to tell us there in verse 6, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Do you realize the heaviness that is upon the Lord's heart?
Right.
I mean, look at that. It repented. It caused our God to be sorry that he ever made man.
Yeah. Right.
Repented. Amen. I mean, God looked at man and he saw his wickedness. And that was nothing like what God intended on man being.
Right.
And he saw man and it literally broke his heart.
Yeah.
You say, now, Brother Danny, you don't know that it broke it. Oh, yeah. That's the reason he gave his son.
Right.
His son, listen to me, God was already broken before Jesus ever came to earth. That's the reason he came, because it broke the heart of God because of man whom he loved even then. He loved us. My friend, before man's fall, he loved us. Before Noah came along, he loved us. And he loved us so much it repented him. But notice what sin did in verse number 7. Look, this is what sin did. And the Lord said, I will destroy man. Sin caused man to be destroyed. Whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air. God, listen to me. Man sinned, had just become sinner, just the progression of sin just got worse and worse and worse, and now every thought of man's mind and his heart was continually evil, the Bible says. And oh, my friend, it was so bad. It was so bad, man's sin was so bad that it began to affect God's creation.
Right.
I mean, even the animals were affected by sin.
Right. Yeah.
Amen?
Right. Amen?
Well, I don't know how all that works. I'm not claiming to, and I'm not looking it up. Amen? But it affected animals in such a way, my friend, it had to, because it repented God that he'd even made the animals.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Sin is bad, folks.
Yeah.
Whether you commit that sin or I commit it, it's bad, it's wicked, it's evil. God hates sin. Can you understand that? God hates sin. Now we believe that, no, God's a God of love. Well, he is. But he hates sin. Amen. And when we become partakers of sin, listen to me. God, it's not that God hates us, but God hates what we do. We're displeasing to God. We're displeasing to God. We find where that's the story of mankind here in chapter number 6. And God says, I'm going to destroy all of this. And then all of a sudden, verse 8 comes along. And Noah, the Bible says, found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Even though these things happen and it caused animals to be wicked and it caused mankind to be wicked. My friend, and God hates all of that, yet when Noah looked to God, I don't know what all happened that day, but when Noah looked to God, he found grace. I don't know if Noah thought, boy, this is going to be the end of me and my family. I mean, it's over with. I don't know if it happened like that, and it's kind of like I get a picture of Noah bowing and getting on his knees before God and just looking at God. And all of a sudden, God speaks to Noah's heart. Forgiven. I think it was something like that. Forgiven. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God said, okay, I'm going to withhold my judgment. Amen? Why? One man found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Well, when I get to thinking about that, I get to looking in about that peculiar man. Amen? And I find that he was peculiar from everyone else in his heart. Amen? It was in his heart. You do realize this is a heart thing. It's not a mind thing. Amen? It's a heart thing. That's the problem with a lot of people in the church, my friend. It's I'm going to get right because I don't want to go to hell. Now, that's a good reason. I grant you it is. But without conviction, without godly conviction, there'll be no godly repentance. Amen? And we won't be sorry of our sins, my friend. We'll just be sorry we got caught. Amen? My friend, but when I look at Noah, I realize something. He was different in his heart. Amen. For all alone, Noah stood. All alone. No other man to fellowship with him in such a manner. I like your pastor. All right, I love him. Amen. I love to fellowship with him. We come and, of course, our eating habits have changed this year. Our supper, you know, we mentioned that this morning because it's grieved me. But we come and we fellowship back there before we eat supper and while we're eating supper and after we eat supper. And so we get through eating, we take off back over to Brooklyn. Y'all know where Brooklyn is. Okay. We take off back over to Brooklyn and we get ready for church and we get back in the truck, we come back over here, and I don't mind all of that, but I like the fellowship. And so because we got to do that every night, every afternoon when we leave to go back home over there to get ready, we say, or before that, when we're on our way over here, excuse me, when we're on our way over here to eat, I say, we got to hurry up, we need to eat, and when we get through eating, we need to leave. And so what do? We get back there and we fellowship. The food's ready. But we're fellowshipping. The women have to say, if one of y'all will pray, we'll eat. So we have prayer. And we eat. And while we're eating, we fellowship. And when we get through, when it's time to leave, we still fellowship. And an hour later, we still fellowship. Amen. I like the fellowship. Amen. You know, it's a sad thought, but Noah had no one to fellowship with. I know he had his wife. I know he had his three sons, his three daughter-in-laws. I know that, and they could fellowship. I understand that, but he didn't have that camaraderie with, amen. And, my friend, listen, but it was in his heart. It was in his heart to serve God, to love the Lord. Amen. He's peculiar because of that. We see that in verse number 5 there. In verse number 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continued. That's man. That's where man is. Amen. Their heart was continually wicked. But we find in Noah's heart, look at verses 8 and 9. In verse number 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. Amen. There's the heart of Noah. Amen. We see the heart of man continually evil. I mean, even his imaginations, all he could think of was wicked, evil things. And then, it went beyond that to where not only what he thought of, but what he thought of doing with or having them to do was evil. It was wickedness. That was their heart. But Noah, listen to me, he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Why? Because his heart was fixed on Jesus. Amen. His heart was fixed on the Lord. Well, that's where we ought to be. Amen. I got a feeling. Listen, I tell you stuff like I like the fellowship with your pastor. I enjoy the fellowship we had around eating. I enjoy the fellowship we had. I like all of that. And I thank God that's in my heart to do that. Amen. The Bible says we can know that we've passed from death into life because we love the brethren. Amen. I like to fellowship with y'all. There's one or two of you I don't, but the rest of I enjoy the fellowship with you. Amen? I just, I'm not calling out any names, Brother Ricky. But I like to fellowship, amen? It's in my heart. My fellowship, listen, before I got saved, I wouldn't have wanted to talk to you. You know why? Because you wanted to talk about the Lord. I didn't. Amen? But when I got saved, you know what? The first thing God changed? Sure. My heart. Sure. Yes, sir. Amen. My heart. How's your heart tonight? Again, is it fixed on Jesus? Amen. Do things revolve around the Lord in your life? Or do they revolve around you? Right. If they revolve around you, you're a pretty miserable person, aren't you? Right. Let me put it to you like this. I've been wanting to do it anyway. How's that working for you? Right. Amen. How's that working for you? Not very good, is it? To be selfish, my friend, is to be uncomfortable. Right. It is. Yeah. To be selfish is to be void of joy. Yeah. Right. Amen. Yeah. And we find Noah, we find his heart was that of, he walked with God. He walked with God. Now, that he walked with God. Four words. That ain't much, is it? But boy, does it say a lot. He walked with God. I know this about God. God doesn't just walk with anybody.
Right. Right.
Yes. Amen. He's only going to walk with those that walk with Him. In other words, they're going to walk together because they agree together.
Yes.
Right. Amen. That's the only way you can walk with the Lord.
Right.
Amen. And Noah walked that way. He loved the Lord. He lived for God. Amen. He put God first. Listen to me. The Bible says God saw that the wickedness of man. He's talking about all of mankind. And here's one lone person that loved God. Well, sometimes we just can't handle that because we're the only one. Listen to me. Listen to me. Noah had God.
Right.
Amen. Oh, we need God tonight. Amen. We see that he was different from everyone else, our peculiar people, because of his heart. Then we also notice that, my friend, he was peculiar in his standing. In his standing. Look with me in verse number 7. In verse number 7. The Bible says in verse number 7 there, and it talks about, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing. We begin to see, my friend, how man stood. I mean, as a sinner, they stood all alone. They were an ungodly crowd to be around. Amen. But we also see Noah. He was standing as a justified individual, just as if he had never sinned. Can you see the madness of the world as the people lived and they everything they did? My friend had an evil, wicked thought. Do you realize even the good things that folks would look at, you and I would look at and say, oh, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that glorious? Isn't that something? God made that, and oh, how wonderful it is. Instead of that, they looked at it and they twisted it. They had an evil twist to their thoughts. And they twisted it and made something that was probably wonderful, something sinful. Amen. That's how they stood. I mean, they stood in the flesh. Everything they did was in the flesh. That's all they did, was what the flesh dictated for them to do. Amen. If the flesh said, go to church, they went to church. If they said, don't go to church, they don't go to church. That's what the flesh does. Amen. And going to church sometimes can be a sinful thing. What do you come thinking? Huh? What do you come thinking about when you come to church? Well, what if I'm thinking about worshiping God? Wouldn't it be something if all of a sudden our Sunday morning service really became a worship service? Wouldn't it be something if we came back on Sunday night and our Sunday night service became a worship service? Wouldn't it be something if we came back on Wednesday night? You say, well, Brother Danny, yeah, that'd be something, but the devil would never let that happen. Oh, listen to me. If we did that, it'd catch him so unaware.
Right. Yeah.
By the time he figured out what was really going on,
yeah,
our service would be over with.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, we need to come together to worship.
Yes.
Brethren, we have met to worship.
Right.
And adore the Lord our God.
Amen.
Oh, wouldn't it be precious? Wouldn't it be something if we came together and we walked in the door? We were already primed and pumped up and ready to go because we was thinking about Jesus. See, the problem with us, and this is getting off the subject, but the problem with us is we come to church with everything else on our mind, and it takes the whole service, I mean the whole service, and into the invitation before we start getting things right with God. And you say, well, I came with things right with God. I know I can tell by your attitude. Amen. No, I'm talking about our attitude is part of worship.
Sure. Yes.
Amen. But wouldn't it be something if we came in, hey, bouncing?
Yeah.
Brother Jeff, I got to tell you, man, the Lord's been so good to me. I had a rough week. Things just went bad all week. But God's been good to me.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
I mean, I've been walking with the Lord this week. I mean, it seemed like the devil's just tripped me up. Amen. Pushed me down, knocked me down, and then he'd pretend to pull me up. And when I thought he was pulling me up, he just turned loose and let me fall again. I'll tell you what, but God's been good to me. God's been good to me. Amen. Well, if we come in with that, first of all, your pastor, they'd be dialing 911. Yeah, he'd stroke out. Amen. If you want to get rid of it, that's the way to do it. I'm serious. There's no law against it. They're not going to prosecute. Amen. Have no proof. Amen. I'm sorry. You'd probably be the first one to rejoice, wouldn't you? Amen. All right. But really, well, if we come in just ready to worship God, just thinking about how good God is. I mean, listen, it's been a beautiful day, hasn't it? Let me tell you something that's been better than this beautiful day. God. Because he made that.
Right.
Amen. Well, why don't we give him glory for it?
Yes.
Why don't we praise him and give him honor for it?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day you've made. Amen. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Amen. Wouldn't it be something if we came in like that? Well, by the time, if everybody came in like that and come to the pastor, you say, well, but why do we need to come to the pastor? We do with all of our sad stories.
Sure.
Give him a break.
Yep.
Give him a break. Tell him about something good.
Amen.
Amen. And if we all did that, boy, by the time it come preaching time, the devil couldn't hold him back.
That's right.
Amen. I mean, he'd be ready to charge hell with a water pistol.
That's right.
Amen. He'd tell the devil, turn that flame up 7 times hotter than it's ever been before.
That's right.
Some of that's scriptural.
Yeah. That's right. Amen.
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 Amen. I'm telling you. Well, wouldn't it be awesome if we did that, though? Got the pastor all primed up. Man, we're all ready to go. And he's up and he's over there. He's ready. He's saying, man, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. You're speaking to me now. I'm ready to share with them what you're telling me. Oh, this is good. And then we mess it up. We start testifying. I just want to tell you how good my God is. Oh, He's the best thing that ever happened to me. Oh, when I had no hope, my hope came along. When I was lost, He found me. When I couldn't see, He gave me sight. Amen. I mean, oh, my God's been good to me. We just kept testifying around and around. And the pastor's over there said, oh, hush. I want to preach, amen. Because that's when you want to really preach, amen. Woo! Glory to God. We ought to have a little shout going on, amen. You say, it'd probably be in the flesh. Well, it's better. Hey, you use the flesh for everything else. Why not? Let's God use it for Jesus now, amen. It's going to get old and decay. You better use it while you can, amen. Whoa, I don't know what that had to do with Noah, but thank you, amen. Praise God. Woo! I love Him. Only because He loved me first. I'm not that great a person. I'm a nobody. I'm a hell-deserving sinner, but I'm a going to heaven. Woo! Glory! Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He made this day. It's His. We ought to glorify Him. Hey, it's a thundering and a lightning, and my friend, and a raining, my friend, coming a hell storm, they ought to go ahead and shout anyway because He made that day too. Amen. It's all right to glorify Him in the storms. Why? Because He's the peacemaker.
That's right. Amen.
Glory to God. My house is still standing. Oh, yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, maybe somebody else needs to testify right quick. You go ahead. Somebody else, you got a testimony? Yeah, amen. Somebody else? Yeah, you got your chance. Yes, ma'am. Sure. Amen. Oh. Yes, ma'am. Hey, praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sister, yes, ma'am. You got it. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah. Amen. Amen, sister. God bless you. Amen. Anybody else? You'll get in on it. Yes, ma'am. Sir. Yeah. No. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Yes. Go ahead, sister. This is a buffet. You can go back for seconds. Oh, yes, ma'am. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. You better thank Him. If you don't thank Him today for what He's done, He won't do nothing for you tomorrow. Why should He? You wouldn't glorify Him for what you did, what He just did for you. Go ahead and tell the story, amen. Hey, the devil already knows what He's done for you. Just go ahead and tell it anyway. Amen? Amen. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am. Yes, amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes. Amen. Allie. Amen. Yes. Amen. Bless your heart, hon. Anybody else? Yes, I'm sorry, Jeremy. Yes, sir. Amen, amen. They called Mama and Daddy, aren't they? Amen.
Henry and Chester.
Well, of course. God knows them. Amen. Does that hurt? Pinchy, pinchy. Amen. 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 Yes, I hear that one back there too.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes, hon. Amen. 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 Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Now, I don't want to leave anybody out, but I want to preach. So if you want to testify, you go ahead. Now, you won't make me mad by doing that, but let's do it. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am. Hey, praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Amen. Noah was a justified man.
Yes, he was.
I mean, he stood there and justified. It wasn't justified by his faith. I mean, by his works. It was by his faith.
Right.
Amen. And the whole world stood sinners. Let me read it again. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth.
Right.
That's how they stood. Guilty. Guilty, right. Guilty. You say, my sin's not all that bad. Oh, it is.
It is.
Right. It is. Not, and listen to me. You're going to have to deal with that sin. I mean, either today or tomorrow. One day you're going to deal with that sin. You say, what do you mean? If I die without the Lord, y'all say I'm going to hell, so I'm not going to have to deal with that sin. That's where you'll deal with it. That thing that was such a pleasure in this life would become such a burden in the life to come. I mean that, folks. Oh, this wonderful memory that God has given to us. Amen? This wonderful memory that God has blessed us with that older folks wish they could go back and get it. Amen? I mean, it's precious. It's precious. Do you realize? Do you realize you're going to have that memory in hell and it's not going to be good? You're going to wish you could forget when you get to hell. Because every message has been preached about the Lord Jesus Christ, it's going to come back to memory. And it's going to haunt you. You're going to hear the preaching. You're going to realize you could have gotten saved. You're going to realize that you too could have found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Because it was there. You're going to realize all these things are going to come back. And at just about the time you can picture yourself bowing down and accepting Christ as your Savior, it's going to be like you wake up and realize, I can't do it. Why? Because there's no God there to look in the eyes.
Right. Right. Amen.
Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, Noah was a peculiar fella. But then aren't we?
Sure.
Hallelujah.
Sure. Yes.
Oh, just a good many, a good portion of the people here have testified today. Not a one has bragged about their blessings because they've been so good to God.
Right. Yeah.
Amen? That's how Noah stood.
Right.
Justified. Now, friend, listen, not only that, but he was peculiar in his character, who he really was. In Genesis 6:9, it says, Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. That does not mean sinless perfection.
Right.
It's talking about a maturity in a Christian life.
Amen.
Noah had walked with God. He knew some things about God. Amen. And because of that spiritual maturity, God called him perfect. Amen. We'll never be perfect in this life. But God, if we serve God and do the Lord's will in Him, He will call us perfect. He
right.
did Noah.
Right.
Amen. I'm telling you, folks, listen to me. We too can be perfect in the eyes of the Lord tonight.
Yes.
Amen. By just doing His will.
Yes.
And folks, and God wants us to do that. We think of this, and we Noah was a just man. We think about how he lived for God. The Bible calls uses a word called imputed.
Yeah.
He imputed righteousness to Noah's life and to Noah's account.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it, folks, listen, imputed righteousness, it's imputed into the heart of man. Amen?
Right.
Righteousness. It's put in there
right.
by God.
Right.
And well, we see that in Noah's life, how that he just did what was right. I mean, he just did what was right all the time. That was the real Noah. You see, we come to church and we kind of, here's the way we are. So, honey, you about ready for church? So, okay, well, let's go. Let's go. And we put on our cloak of righteousness.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we've been mad all morning. All manner of things have gone on.
Right.
Maybe a bad phone call. Just things that pop up, and they do pop up in our lives. And we grab our cloak of righteousness, and we put it on. We go out, we get in the car, and we drive to church, and we get to church, and we're mad at the world.
Sure.
We're all up, tied up, out of sight, and all that other stuff. Amen. And we get to church and we get out, and because we've got our cloak of righteousness on, we come in and, hey, brother, how are you doing today? God bless you, sister. Good to see you this morning. Amen. That's the way we do. Listen, that's the real us. Here's what we call that. Hypocrite. Hypocrite. You see, Noah didn't have a cloak of righteousness to put on because it was put in. God imputed that righteousness in
right.
Noah. So, my friend, it mattered not how the day went.
Right.
That did not determine his relationship with Jesus.
Yes.
Right. Amen?
Right.
It did not govern whether he was on fire for the Lord, so to speak, or whether he was a little cold.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. The real Noah was day after day after
right.
day after day after day. That imputed righteousness had a way of working itself out. Every day, that righteousness, some of it would ooze out and people would see it.
Yes.
That's the reason they didn't like him.
That's right.
Amen. Let me tell you who did see it and who did like it. You say, God. Yeah, but let me tell you somebody else that was very important. His wife.
Right.
His three sons.
Right.
And three daughter-in-laws.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
They knew the real Noah.
Yes.
They knew the real Noah. It proved out because they followed him.
Yeah. Yes.
And you know what? While they're following Noah, Noah's following God.
Amen.
When we follow God, it'll ooze out.
Yeah.
And those that know us will know the real us.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Oh, I'm telling you, listen to me. This thing's bigger than we are. That's the real character. He was peculiar in his character. Not only that, but he was peculiar in his vision. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7, it gives us one verse about Noah, and it gives us this account about Noah. It says that he saw things not yet seen, or not seen as yet. He saw things. You say, oh, he had some problems, didn't he? No, 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 no. You don't get it, do you? He saw things. There were things that were not yet seeable. He said, what are you talking about? The flood. God told him what was going to happen. You know what? I believe old Noah, even though it had not rained, Noah had never seen rain either. But even though, my friend, when the Lord told him it was going to rain, spiritually God done a work in his heart. And old Noah could see that flood. He didn't imagine a little trickle of rain coming out of heaven. He saw the flood.
Right.
Amen? Nobody else could. You say, well, that wasn't hardly fair. Oh, but it wasn't God's fault.
Right.
If there'd been more people walking with God,
yes.
more people finding grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Right.
See, that's our responsibility.
Right.
You notice who found grace in the eyes of the Lord? It was Noah.
Yes.
Noah found the grace.
Right.
Noah did.
Yeah.
If I'm going to experience grace, I've got to find it.
Right. Amen.
Amen. I mean, I got to go looking for grace.
Amen.
Amen. We preached that come this morning, didn't we? I got to go seeking for the Lord. He tells us to seek after Him.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Noah did that, my friend. I mean, he wanted to do the things of God so he could envision the things of God.
Right.
When God spoke to him, my friend, it became a mental picture to Noah.
Right.
You say, how do you know that? Well, you explained it to me then.
Yeah.
You see, if you're a Christian and you've been walking with God, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, you know some things that the rest of the world don't know.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
You say, like what? Well, simple. How good God is. Every one of you testified about how good He is.
Right.
The world don't see that.
Yeah.
But you know. Why? God has envisioned in you His goodness.
Yeah. Right.
We automatically know God's good.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. I mean, what a great God we serve, we say. Is that it may just be for you that that's words, but for somebody that really believes it, it's in their heart.
Right. Yeah.
It's a heavenly vision.
Yes.
Of how good God is. Amen.
Right.
Well, I'm telling you, sometimes I get to thinking. I mean, I may be sitting on the pew, or I may be riding down the road, I may be at the house on the property there working, and God just speaks to my heart, and I begin to envision how good God is, how He brought me through that thing the other day and how He magnified Himself. I mean, I knew He was great and He could do it, but woo! Look what He did do.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen, where did that come from? That came from God. That is a vision others can't see, but you that walk with the Lord, you can.
Right. Right.
Amen. I'm telling you, God is good. I'm not just speaking those words because I heard somebody else say it and it sounds good. I'm telling you for a fact.
Yes.
He's good.
Oh,
He's been so good to me, amen. Well, I begin to think about those other people never saw it. They never saw it. When they saw the flood, it was too late.
Yeah.
Amen. Because God didn't reveal the preview.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Oh, folks, I'm telling you, old Noah was a different kind of fellow, wasn't he? Noah was peculiar in his walk. Look with me there in verse number 9. It says, "And Noah walked with God." The whole world was out of step with God.
Yeah.
But Noah was in step with God.
Yeah.
He walked
right.
with the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Can I let me insert something for you. Look back there. Just throw this out. Just a thought just hit my mind. I'd forgot about it. Genesis chapter 5.
Yeah.
Verse number 5. It says, "And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died." Look at the last part of verse number 8. It's talking about Seth. And it says, "And he died." Look at verse number 11, talking about Enos. And it says, "And he died." Look at 14. "He died." Look at verse number 17. "And he died." And look at verse number 19. "And he died." And look at number 22, "And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters." What are you saying, Brother Danny? Look at all of the gloom and despair upon people.
Yeah.
"And he died." How would you like that? One generation right after another, they just die. They just die. Dark, dreary world, isn't it? If all we had to deal with was death, wouldn't it be a dark, dreary world?
Yes.
That's all the world has to deal with. And he died. And he died. And he died. And he died. Enoch comes along and it says this, "And he walked with the Lord."
Right.
God said, "I'm going to give you a little light in a dark, dreary world." Isn't that just like God?
Yes.
He died and he died. You know, Enoch didn't die. Boy, he messed up the mold, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't die. He walked with the Lord.
Yeah.
The Lord just said, "Come on, boy. I like the way you walk."
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah. Right.
Listen, folks. Well, our walk ought to be different.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. Our walk ought to be different. Praise the Lord.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I can't do all that moonwalk, whatever they call it. backward stuff, you know, they do. I don't know how to do all that kind of stuff. We there ought to be something joyous about us.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. I mean, we ought to look like every limb's loose or something. I don't know what. Amen. But there ought to be something. Hey, we ought to walk different than we used to walk.
Yeah.
Why? We're walking with the Lord.
Right.
I don't want to be out of step with God.
Yeah.
I want to be right in step. I don't want to trip over him, and I don't want him tripping over me. I want to walk with him.
Right.
Amen. Well, some of the most precious times I've had with my wife, listen to me, is those times of just walking together.
Yeah.
We like waterfalls. So we turn on the spout there at the sink and have a hallelujah good time. I'll say, honey, this cost us, but we're enjoying it. Amen. Amen. No, we like waterfalls. We've been known to... back in our younger days, my walking days are about over with. Amen? Both ways. My physical walking's about over with, and my walk with the Lord's about over with down here on earth. We're going to just step out of this life into another life.
Right.
My walk, I'll still be in step. Never miss a stride.
Right.
Amen?
Yeah.
But in our younger days, Miss Pam and I would take, for our anniversary, we'd go to a place that had a waterfall, and we'd spend a few days there. Amen. Had a good time. Praise God. Oh, I'm telling you, listen to me. God is so good. God is so good that he lets us have those time together. But we would get there and we'd walk hand in hand. Man, we'd walk in into those parks and we'd walk for miles and get way back in there and be beautiful waterfall down in there. But we walked together in there. We walked together back out. Amen. 45 years this coming March, we still walking together. Well, you listen to me. 51 years. As a matter of fact, it'll be 52 years this coming May the 16th that I've been walking with the Lord. Or March the 27th, I'm sorry. I'm giving out the date I surrendered to preach for the day that I got saved. March the 27th. It'll be 52 years that I've been saved. Been walking with the Lord. Amen. What a good walk it is. You know, and I'll be honest with you, there's been a lot of times I've gotten tired and weary. And God has said, come on and jump up in my arms.
Right.
I'll walk for both of us for a while.
Yeah.
Amen. What a God.
Yes.
What a God. Some of you got a picture, didn't you? God showed you something, didn't you? Amen. You know what? That's that vision I was just talking
right.
about. That vision of seeing the things of God, even though other people haven't seen it because it hadn't happened yet.
Right.
But it's a happening.
Yes.
Amen. But Noah walked with the Lord. Now, I want to share this with you also. Noah's peculiar in his motives. The Bible, again, referring to this same story in Hebrews chapter 11, in verse number 7, the Bible says, and Noah moved with fear.
Yeah.
Moved with fear. That was the motive. In Proverbs 16:6, the Bible says this about fear. And by the fear of the Lord, man departs from evil. Fear. It's a good motivation. We tell our children, if you don't straighten up, if you don't do this, if you don't do that, I'm going to whip you.
Yeah.
What are we doing? We're putting the fear of mom or dad in them.
Right.
This is a good thing.
Right.
We got a generation doesn't do that. They don't believe in whooping their kids, amen?
Yeah.
They won't even whip them.
Yeah.